This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. The Gaza Strip is becoming a graveyard for children. That's just been said by UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, who went on to say that the protection of civilians must be paramount in the conflict between Israel and Palestinian militants, Hamas. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Ground operations by the Israel Defense Forces and continued bombardment are hitting civilians, hospitals, refugee camps, mosques, churches, and U.N. facilities, Guterres said. No one is safe, he went on to tell reporters. South Africa is recalling its diplomats from Israel. Reuters correspondent David Doyle says it's amid the rising civilian casualties.
Naledi Pandor described the recall as normal practice.
In order to provide you with a full briefing.
South Africa, which does not have an ambassador in Israel, has long been an advocate for peace in the Middle East. It has rallied behind Palestinians, likening their plight to its own under apartheid.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. United Nations peacekeepers launched a joint security operation with Congolese government troops on Monday, aimed at reinforcing security around the city of Goma in east of Congo.
We have a full commitment with the protection of the citizens from DRC and our soldiers that are deployed here. They are here outside our bases because they are ready to die, if necessary, to protect the population from this country.
That is Lieutenant General Octavio Rodriguez de Marando Fijo in the towns that face threats from several armed groups, including from the M23 rebel movement with Congo, who accuses neighbor Rwanda